27th, Sunday the 27th. Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Sunday the 27th of June. We're back, we've got two more knockout games today, a couple of, well, one absolute cracker, which I'm sure a lot of people are looking forward to, Belgium, Portugal. I'm here with Scotty Boy. Morning, Scott, how are you?
Morning, Ian, I'm pretty good, thanks very much, mate. And what about yourself?
Yeah, well, I managed to call two odds on shots down the Swanee yesterday, didn't I? Italy, who obviously, I hate to question managers, but I think Mancini got it wrong. I just think he needed to change that sooner. Whilst they had a lot of the ball, they didn't look like they were doing anything up front. So as soon as Chiesa came on, I said to Sam, I think they'll win this now. But they did go on and win, but it was too late for our bet to land because they couldn't do it in 90 minutes and they couldn't get you a couple of goals, which I think is probably more peeving for you to then see them score two in the first period of extra time.
Yeah, it was. That's why I'm all in black today.
And then I called the other odds on shot wrong of Hancock staying. Hancock's half hour was about 6 o'clock last night as he resigned. I mean, nothing else to say. He had to go. I didn't think he would, I'll be honest. Even Boris's letter to him afterwards was nauseatingly, oh, you've been brilliant. And I worryingly said back in public life, so I've got a sneaky feeling that probably just a deal has been done, disappear for a few months.
Oh, right, yeah.
Keep your head down and he'll be back in another office in 5 or 6 weeks. But it'll be interesting to see.
It will. Don't go aiding any other aides for a while.
It'll be interesting to see what Cummings has up his sleeve because I still don't think this boy's finished.
No, I suspect he's got plenty of goodies for us, hasn't he?
Yeah, so it will be interesting. But, got a busy day, mate, so we've got to crack on with today's football. Yeah, sorry about Italy yesterday, guys. Did genuinely think they were one of the bets of the tournament, but the short prices in general haven't done well in this tournament. Spain, you know, England at low price against Scotland. So you live and learn in this game. You live and learn. Right, first up today, we have got the Netherlands versus the Czech Republic. And the Netherlands are currently 1.66 favourites. Czech Republic 6.2, draws 4.1. They top their group, Netherlands. They've got a gaff in them, but I think they've been quite impressed. I do think they're going to have too much for this Czech Republic side today.
I'm hoping so.
I do think, they had a 1-1 draw with Croatia. Croatia didn't play well, lost to England and beat a poor Scotland side. Now, I know they get all excited, but they're a poor Scotland side. Czechs look like they've lost their captain. They've lost their left back because he's on a one-match suspension. So I do think the Netherlands are going to back them, but I'm not going to get lulled into backing a shortish odds-on team again. So I'm going to play the over 2.5 goals here. I think we will see goals in this game. The Dutch do like to bang them in. Somebody once told me at a seminar there's a lot of goals in Holland. kind of sort of eye-opening analysis, really.
Yeah.
Changed the way I bet football forever, that did.
And I got it has aided me, you telling me that.
Yeah, did you know there's a lot of goals in Holland? Well, thanks ever so much. So I am going to back over 2.5 goals. When it gets to 2.0, I'm going to drip in three drips then in 15 minutes from that stage. So five when it gets to 2.0, wait 7 or 8 minutes, have another third, and then 15 minutes after that point, have another third. If a goal goes in when any part is matched, I will let the market just sit. And if it gets back to my entry point without a second goal, I will scratch. If I get the second goal, I will green up. And that is it for me with that. I think the Netherlands are a good thing here. I think the Netherlands win and over 2.5. Over to you, son.
Right, okay. Czech Republic finished third in their group on 3 points, having won one, drawn one, and lost one. They made it to the round of 16 as one of the best third-place finishers in their group. In each game, they were lucky not to concede a couple of goals, even v Scotland. They have won just one of their last seven games at the Euro Championships and also have lost three of their last four knockout games in this tournament. Head-to-head shows the last time they met was in 2014 and 15 when they beat the Dutch home and away in the qualification for the Euro 2016 tournament. Prior to that was way back in 2004 for qualification for the 2006 World Cup, and the Dutch won home and away in that top of the group with the Czechs second. As far as the Dutch, the Netherlands came through an easy group with easy ease, winning all three games and scoring eight goals and surely are full of confidence, scoring for fun, and they have now scored at least two in their last 10 internationals played. The last time they won all three group games and scored eight plus goals at Euros was Euro 2008, and they were knocked out in their next game in extra time. They will be hoping it does not go to penalties, as they have lost three of the last four at the Euro Championships when it goes to penalties. As far as the selection, obviously, because I'd looked at this yesterday, I'm glad to see, but it's still a decent price. It's been backed quite a lot. It's Netherlands to score two or more team goals. Sporting index go 1.7 to 1.9, which is a good sign. 1.73 bet 365 and bet and Sky bet. 1.71 Marathon, and the exchange is only 1.74. So I would say if you've got Sky bet or bet 365, bet it there. Netherlands, as mentioned, have scored at least two in the last 10 internationals, and head-to-head shows they have scored at least two in four of the last five with the Czech Republic. The Czechs do not look that great at the back, and for me, they have been fortunate. Their opponents of the Euros so far have been wasteful. That's me for that game.
Okay, mate, brilliant. That's that one done. Let's hope that both those come in. I think if yours is in, mine's in, so that's what we
agreed.
Want. Right, and then the next game, which does, on paper, looks an absolute cracker.
It does.
Which is defending champions Portugal taking on world number one ranked team Belgium. Belgium are 2.44, Portugal are 3.35, the draw is 3.35. I said yesterday, I think Portugal have sort of surprised me with the fact that I thought this would be a team that would sit back, not concede goals, be really hard to beat and nick a few games 1-0. Even looking at Italy's performance last night, you've got to remember Portugal won the last tournament with one win in 90 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't think any team is going to play seven games of blitzing football. So people sort of saying last night, oh, Italy won't win it playing like this. You know, I think even England have got a chance. You know, I don't think they will win it, but
no.
You can look and say, oh, they aren't playing well, but then you look back at how Portugal won it, and you can't rule that type of football out winning that, you know, don't let goals in and there. But Portugal have sort of gone against that mould and shipped four against Germany after taking the lead. First look for me, I think Belgium are a big price here. I think Belgium at 2.46 is a big price. I've looked a lot at this game just because I'm not a Martinez fan, so I kind of want him not to do well because I keep wanting to call him a fraud, but there is a danger that if he doesn't do well, he ends up at Tottenham.
You got to be careful what you wish for.
I think he's second favourite. So sort of part of me thinks, well, if they win this, surely he's got to stay on and have a go at the World Cup. Obviously, Portugal got Ronaldo, who can score any time. But I do think Belgium are going to win this game. And I am lulled in to have a bet on them at 2.44. So I'm going to back Belgium. And I will in this game, unlike yesterday. Well, I wouldn't have got the chance. They didn't score anyway. But I will remove my liability if they take the lead. And I'm also going to have, with the talent on the pitch, Lukaku banging goals in, my standard over 1.5 bet. So if it is 0-0 on 20 minutes, I will back over 1.5 goals, 20-27-35, any part matched and the goal goes in, I'll remove liability. If the goal goes in too late, that would only leave me red. I will let it ride and hope we get the second. I do think it'll be a good game. I think you're going to get two very contrasting styles. I just think the quality that Belgium have, the likes of De Bruyne, it's a massive chance for Belgium to win this tournament. You know, they have got arguably the best squad, you know, between them and France for who's got the best squad, without a doubt. Got some fantastic players. and it's just a massive opportunity for them to win a title. And I do think they'll have a bit too much for Portugal tonight.
Are you going to watch it?
I will, if I will. It all depends on baby. Yeah. Jeez, if the little man, I was driving around the village last night with him in the car seat trying to get him to go to sleep. So I might be out doing that again. But if I'm not, then there's a fair chance I will try and watch the football. But I just don't know. My life's upside down. I've no idea what I'm going to be doing. So over to you, mate. What have you got for this, man?
I'll start on Belgium. Belgium, the FIFA top-ranked side, came through the group winning all three games. And that is their fifth time in a row that they have made it through to the knockout stages at a major tournament. Interesting to see that four of their seven goals at these finals so far have come in the 70th minute onwards, which shows they finish games strongly, which is not a surprise when you look at the squad of players and the players that they can bring off the bench. They bring a massive goal threat and very impressively have scored two or more in 25 of their last 27 competitive games, not including friendlies. They've only made one final at a major tournament, and that was in 1980 in the Euro Championships, and they lost that to 2-1 to West Germany. They did, of course, come third in the last World Cup in 2018. As far as Portugal come third in their group behind France and Germany on 4 points and made it through to this round of 16 place, first of the four best third place finishes, having scored seven in their three group games, with three be Hungary and two be each of France and Germany. Their defence will be of concern though, having conceded four with Germany and two be France, but they are a quality side and are facing another today, of course. This is their eighth time in a row that they have progressed to the knockout stages at a Euro Championships. They, of course, are the current champions at Euro 16. They won three of their four knockout games via extra time or penalties. The head-to-head shows they have not lost to Belgium since 1989, but have only played five times since then, and three were friendlies. And the last competitive game was 2007, and they were qualified for Euro 2008, and Portugal won home and away. As far as my selection, it's quite similar to yours again. And they have been backed quite heavy. So I like that in the respect that people are fancying goals. So I've gone both teams to score, 1.82 the exchange. Marathon bet was 1.89 yesterday. It's 1.77 today. I'm still happy with the 1.82 at the exchange. The prices were too high in my opinion. So I'm quite happy with that price. I'm also doing the Asian or the goal line match over 2/2.5 goals. The exchange is still 1.81. And I like that only two goals will get half stake refunded. Sporting Index go 2.4 to 2.6 for goals. I was quite surprised on that. But as far as the individuals, it's Sporting Index Belgium 1.25 to 1.4. Portugal 1.1 to 1.25, so they do expect both teams to score. Belgium's last 20 competitive games have seen an average of 4.05 goals, with them scoring an average of 3.5. And Portugal's last 20 competitive games have seen 3.45 goals, and them scoring 2.5 on average themselves. As already mentioned, Belgium have scored at least 2 in 25 of the last 27. And here, Portugal games have gone over 3 out of 3, and Belgium 2 out of 3. Both teams have looked vulnerable at the back of the Euro so far, but going forward, scoring goals, as usual, makes for a cracking game. That's me.
Okay, mate. Yeah, I mean, we've also got, obviously, the golden boot implications here, haven't we?
Because we want Lukaku to get on the score sheet.
Yeah, I mean, Lukaku's on 4, isn't he? And
3.
Is he? I thought he was on 4.
Oh, I thought he was on 3.
Oh, I got that wrong. Oh, he is on 3. You're right. You know, he is.
I was making. Yeah, so I thought he was 2 off.
He had one chalked off. He had one chalked off, didn't he? Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Ronaldo's on 5. Have they all been penalty? They nearly all been. It's like another Fernandes, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, he'll come on if it's drawing late on Fernandes because he got benched last time. Man United fans are all crying into their soup. Couldn't believe he got benched. I think they were blaming Mourinho, weren't they? Because he said he hadn't turned up and played.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I think he did an interview, I don't know what channel, whether it was one of the Portuguese, but basically saying Fernandes hasn't turned up and played, and then he got benched. And United fans were saying Mourinho's anti-United, anti-Fernandes, and it was all his fault. But he'll be on tonight. If it's, there's any chance of penalties, don't worry.
Penalties
will be there. Don't you worry about that. I've got a couple of other bits. Obviously, I'm doing a summer school at the minute.
I'm thoroughly enjoying myself.
Thank you. There's no... I didn't want to commit myself to doing it on a set day weekly, so the content comes out randomly, which I think is confusing people. I keep getting asked, when's it? It will be random. I'm going to, at the minute, particularly with how things are at home, I'm going to try and do one today. I will do one Tuesday night because England will be playing Germany. I won't be watching that, so I'll do that. And obviously, then it's a matter of just getting the videos published and things. But
you
it
have
is
said that it would be randomly as well.
People don't listen. They don't.
All right.
So there may well be one out today, tomorrow, Tuesday, but there'll be a couple coming up fairly close together in the next, over the next week anyway. And Ultimate members, I did open Ultimate up for existing members last week. And getting asked, you know, when am I opening up for other people? Again, that'll open up the back end of this week. Once I'm just giving Ultimate members the chance to sign up first, existing ones, and I will open it up for new members at the back end of the week. Right, that's it. That's me done, son. So what we got to, who we got tomorrow? It's that Sweden, is it? No, Sweden, Ukraine's Tuesday, isn't it?
Spain, Croatia, and then France, Switzerland.
Oh, Croatia, 7.2 against Spain, big?
No. I've not been impressed with Croatia at all. Scotland, they were good against Scotland, but Scotland weren't very good. Oh, and no. I just think a team with legs and energy around them could really do them.
I hear what you're saying. I think they're a little bit big at six. I expect
that does sound a big price.
Yeah,
I expect Spain are wasteful.
I expected Spain to be around 1.8, you know, just a shade of odds on 4-5. I'm quite surprised to see Spain shorter against Croatia than the Netherlands against the Czech Republic.
Yeah, that is surprising. I don't look at the match odds, so.
I find that, you know, and France are 1 point. You got France 1.6 against Switzerland,
which is crazy.
And Spain 1.63 against Croatia.
Yeah, when you compare like that, that is out. France are far too high, aren't they?
I do take it. I mean, we might as well get another chance to get it in. I do take it that the jocks were shit, but
yeah, they were.
But they were good that night. Modric was brilliant. Absolutely.
Yeah, it was a Modric master show, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah. And if he puts in a performance like that against Spain, I'm not saying they'll win, but I think they'll need it.
They'll certainly need it.
Yeah, they've got to play at their top, absolutely.
Yeah, Modric needs to be firing, doesn't he?
Spain haven't been great until that
last.
And
it happened.
First two games. I don't think any team has been, you know, Italy, I thought, were really good first three games, and then last night watching them.
Yeah.
But to do it seven times, I think, is really difficult.
It's still France. I just think they've not come out of second or third gear all throughout so far.
No, I agree with you. And, you know, like Italy last night flying over here, you know, you don't know how all that takes a toll. So
yeah.
It's a long way to go. All right, mate. So we'll be back with Croatia, Spain and France, Switzerland tomorrow. Have a good Sunday.
And yourself.
Good Sunday, Julie. And I'll...
next week.
And I'll speak to you in the morning. All right, mate. See you later.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.